This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. In a lot of ways, life has returned to normal in most of the Florida Keys. But one major institution, a hospital, is still operating out of temporary quarters after Hurricane Irma. For the Middle Keys, the road to a return of a full hospital is looking long and expensive.
It was the first time that Baptist Health has ever actually closed a hospital for a hurricane.
Rick Freeberg is the chief executive officer of Fisherman's Hospital in Marathon. He's been with Baptist Health South Florida for 30 years.
I feel like the captain walking away from a ship that's sinking and didn't like it, but mandatory evacuation means mandatory evacuation.
So he evacuated, and when he came back,
the building looked pretty much the same, just externally driving up. I was hoping that it had been maybe damaged a little more than what it appeared to be.
That sounds odd coming from the hospital's CEO. But Freeberg had only been in that position for just over 2 months. Baptist took over Fisherman's in July, and he already knew Fisherman's needed a major overhaul. His disappointment didn't last, though.
Once we got inside, there was a whole lot more damage than you could see from looking at it from the outside.
The whole hospital was soaked.
Windows had leaks and a lot of roof leaks, water surge. It was wet throughout. You know, we didn't know whether it had come up through the bottom or off the top.
Fisherman's came back 2 weeks after Irma, but not to the building that first opened in 1962. There's a temporary field hospital in the parking lot now. It's basically an emergency room with a few other services available.
We're saving lives. We are. We're seeing between 30, maybe 40 patients a day.
People who need longer-term care are either taken to Mariners Hospital in the Upper Keys, which is also run by Baptist, or a Baptist hospital on the mainland in Miami-Dade. Only about 10,000 people live in the Middle Keys. You wouldn't normally have a hospital for a community that size. Keys geography means if Fisherman's Hospital weren't there, it would be an hour-long drive to the nearest emergency room. Bruce Schmidt moved to the Middle Keys with his family when he was a kid in the 1950s, and eventually, he served on the board of Fisherman's. He remembers when people first started talking about building a hospital there.
We had an airport. We had an elementary school, had a high school, had a country club. But we did not have a hospital.
The community got federal funding, but had to match it with local dollars.
Every business had a little jar for donations. There were kids going door to door, collecting money. I remember doing that myself, actually. There was a billboard on the side of the road with a big thermometer, so you drive by the billboard where the hospital is today, you could see where the level of funds were.
Rebuilding Fisherman's after Irma is going to take a bigger thermometer. Freeberg, the CEO, says the estimates range from $25 million if they renovate the old building to $40 million for a whole new facility. That's a pretty big bill for a small community. So many people in Marathon are especially grateful that the merger with Baptist went through when it did.
I feel for Baptist.
Sarah Mathis has lived in the Middle Keys for 25 years.
They bought a hospital that 6 or 8 weeks later didn't work anymore, and that's a bad position to be in.
The first time she used Fisherman's was when her daughter fell against a coffee table and gashed her head. The second time, the patient was Mathis herself.
I was bitten by a poisonous snake.
Mathis says having a hospital in Marathon is crucial for emergency medical care and to have an option for people to be near friends and family when they're sick.
So that's not only, you know, bringing you flowers, but also making sure that your medical case is being managed well without the added burden of finding a hotel room in Miami to stay overnight and be able to be at the hospital bedside of a loved one.
She said it's also important economically.
It's a source of good jobs. The majority of the jobs in the Keys are all tourism related, and those don't always mean high paying jobs unless you are a business owner.
Before Irma, there were about 200 people who worked for Fisherman's Hospital in the associated medical offices. That number's been cut almost in half. Baptist is waiting for information from insurers and FEMA before deciding whether to renovate the old hospital or build a new one. In the meantime, they've signed a contract to move modular hospital units to the Middle Keys that will provide more local services than the current field hospital. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.